Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way you do it. I could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw pick shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. Competing school. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. Would want to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
And 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all would hear us.
In all the school.
This is Jason Lane. It's On the Town, Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WFFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, celebrating 30 years of local music. What did we play? We played brand new music from Boston Cream, Chickadee off their Feels Funny EP, The Weisternauts, a very fun and brilliant cover of Pleasant Valley Sunday off the Live from Studio D compilation, and of course, the Lemonheads. But, you know, I'm not going to ramble right off the bat. I want to stick to the music. This is Sugar Snow, She Goes On.
The plan. WMFO Medford.
First rodeo.
Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit food.notbombs.net. A public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Everyone listening to this program right now is thrustworthy, in my opinion. Jason Lane, I'm hosting On the Town with Mikey D. It's local music, 9 p.m. to midnight on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard from Thrust Club, Are You Thrustworthy? I guess you got the gist of that. Before that, Surprise Party, Crabs off their Doll EP, and Feminine Aggression, Bleeders. If you want the full playlist at the end of the show, you could also listen to the podcast version of the show. Just go to WMFO.org for more. To my right, I have a new On the Town with Mikey D DJ, Lils Martin. Yeah, all right.
Hi, I'm learning. I'm learning the ropes. Not new to the program at all, though. I've been here like a couple of times playing with Surprise Party. And,
yes, you have.
Last time I was here, I was playing with The Only Humans, just smacking the drums.
Did it help relax you a bit that I was playing your band? Were you embarrassed?
A little bit. At the same time, it felt a little bit...
A little rosy in the cheeks right now.
A little bit pandering. A little bit.
All right.
I'm not impressed.
Well, that's good, because you're a college radio local music DJ. You're not supposed to be... You're supposed to act unimpressed at all times.
Yeah, I'm too cool for everything.
Exactly.
I don't like this mic.
The mic's, you know, it's one of those solid, you know, typical radio mics. You forgot to Lysol your foam cover.
Oh, no. Now everyone's going to have terrible Lils germs.
Exactly.
Everyone's going to just wake up the next day wearing a Kiki bandana.
Great. So
that
you're,
doesn't sound that bad, actually.
We'll just talk for a second. I know you got to get out of here, but I wanted to give you some mic time so you can get used to it.
Sure.
We actually want you on the show because you're in a number of local bands yourself, and you've done a lot of writing, I guess, reviews. Local music.
Yeah, I am a contributing writer to the Lowell Spin in Lowell, Massachusetts.
Excellent.
Which is pretty much the only local music rag that's operating out of Lowell, which pretty much makes it the best one.
Yeah. It's a lot of pride in Lowell. I'm actually looking to move, and Lowell was on my list, but we need to get as close to New Hampshire as possible.
Yeah, Lowell's great.
Sea Coast, so we're probably going to go to Amesbury, but, you know, it was definitely in my top three.
I've never been to Amesbury, but I've passed by it a number of times because I very frequently head up to Portland, Maine, and that's just on the way to 495.
Amesbury? Who's ever heard of an Amesbury? It's like Snosbury. I'm moving to Snosbury, Massachusetts.
Amesbury jam. Well, no more buttered scones for me, mater. I require more Amesbury jam.
You're going to fit in just fine here, Lils. Well, anyway, Lils. All right. So this next song we're going to play is by a good guy named Matt York, who I've played shows with. He's an amazing character. And you gave this song a really good review in the Lowell Sun.
Yep, the Lowell Spin, the Lowell
Spin,
Sun.
Sorry,
the Lowell Sun is
the
newspaper.
Sorry,
I'm not even sure if they write about music now that I think of
maybe
it.
Maybe you can make that happen.
Mostly old people read the Lowell Sun.
Yeah, maybe you could turn them hip though.
I'm sorry to any old people that read the Lowell Sun.
The building's nice. I like the Lowell Sun building.
Yeah, it's a nice building.
It is.
Not many newspapers have their own building anymore.
Yeah. They don't even have an actual newspaper anymore. It's all online, a lot of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, here is the song you reviewed, Matt York's Permanent Crush, on the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Do it.
It's probably true that I am never gonna find a girl that loves me like you do. Through all the pain and all the tears and all the broken-hearted moments, you're the one that always pulls me through. But lately everything's been changing, and it seems like all these bad times are rolling in. You love me when I was perfect, but you seem to love me just a little more when I sinned. I'm out of my head, but I keep hanging around. I'm gonna love you till all
don't give it up.
I got a new girl now, and that's how it seems. Long, long hair, and she filled my dreams. Well, I never met a girl, I tell you why. I like to, honey, but I'm awful shy. So, peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, honey, honey.
That is Peekaboo Honey, and we also heard from the Campaign for Real Time Shout, Let It Rise, Matt York, and we also, before that, we also chatted with Lils Martin, one of our soon-to-be DJs here at WMFO, been in many bands, and a great addition to the crew. So welcome aboard. Awesome. I am going to play something. You know, it's one of those situations where I didn't cue something up. But, oh, yes, I did. See, I gotta learn to trust myself. You gotta trust in the moment. Follow WMFO on Facebook. Also follow On The Town with Mikey D show page on Facebook. And we'll post the playlist, etc. The I Want You playing live in Studio D tonight at 10:30. We're going to listen to them play for about 45 minutes, and then I'm going to chat with them about their new record. And at 10:20, we'll check in with Suze with the week's concert report. But until then, Tiger Man Will. I haven't heard checked in with these guys in a while.
there's a place called Okefenokee, where the alligators rule the whole swamp. You go to a certain part about 45 miles down exit 34, Route 12, you'll find a place that only the kids know about. Well, they'll ride on alligators like they was bulls. And alligators don't mind at all. It's like they're them birds that pick shit out their teeth. And I'm telling you, the whole South is like that. Well, if you get far enough into the woods.
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
I'm not afraid to die. head for just a couple of bucks in your check. You'd have a tale just to prove to yourself you've not failed. Stab me in my back for a couple of coins from some fat cat's side. But what would you do when there's no one left to rip off but you?
It's Emerald Comets, Cornflakes and Stout, Explore Your Dreams. Ruben Bedsack, he helped front a band called Guillermo Sexo. That's his songwriting project. He's since moved to Atlanta, but he is coming back to Boston to record a follow-up to that. So he is staying close to the music scene here in Boston. That's what we play here on the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Jason Lane spinning Boston music for you, 9 to midnight. At 10:20, Suze is going to give you the concert report, and at 10:30, the I Want You will perform live in Studio D, and then I will talk to them intimately about their recording process and their music and all that jazz. I'll make it interesting. I made it sound so boring, didn't I? Before that, Fifth Business, Fat Cat, and Tiger Man Woe, Guess So, Take Me Home off Up South Volume 2 and 1. I like that. They did the 2 first. I get it. Anyway, it's time for Pick Me Up. We'll do some Party Boys. What do you think? Sounds good to me.